Calling all my friends from all corners of the internet, I'm here to tell you about Sarah Bauer Boutique. In the virtual aisles of shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique, you are not just browsing through clothes, you're exploring a world of self-expression and self-love. You click, you browse, you discover the pieces that resonate with your unique vibe and individuality. My online boutique is more than just a website. It's a celebration of self-love. It's about feeling confident, radiant, and utterly comfortable in your own skin. Every outfit you find there is a reminder that you are worthy and beautiful, and you deserve to wrap yourself in it every single day. So grab your device, visit Sarah Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, boutique.com, and indulge in a joy of self-love through fashion. Let's redefine online shopping together, making it a delightful, powerful experience, because you deserve nothing but the best. Remember to give them a reason to stare from Sarah Bauer Boutique. Become a brand ambassador today for Sarah Bauer Boutique. Go to www.sarahbauerboutique.com to sign up to become a brand ambassador today. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah. Okay, I hope you're all having an amazing week, but if it's anything like mine, we're just not gonna talk about it. My week has been very chaotic. I'm actually recording this the day it's supposed to be released because that's the kind of rebel I am. I'm going to hunker down, record, listen, edit, release. It's not going to be released first thing in the morning like normal, but hey, what can you do? There are some weeks that don't go according to plan and we reel ourselves back in and we go from there. I've had a lot going on this week, mainly my personal life. Not work or anything like that, and nothing negative, just like extremely busy with some adventures we're planning and some stuff I'm not ready to release yet, but it's very exciting. It's all good news, but it's a lot. It's overwhelming. It's a lot of runaround. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of everything. So my brain has been very frazzled. I've had an excruciating migraine. I feel like I can't see straight this week, and my nerves are kind of on edge. Everything that's been going on is all good stuff, but it's new stuff. It's things I don't know very well, more things I have to learn, but all in all, I'm very excited for the process. So my week has just been a lot. It's been a lot of runaround. I've not gotten a lot of work done. I've not been my best CEO self. Like, I'm just kind of doing minimum with my business this week, which is not like me. I'm usually above, beyond, on top of it. And this week I kind of slacked, but I think we all have weeks like that where we know we didn't do our best, but hey, we're going to pick up next week because we do all have personal lives and we do have things that sometimes have to come before work and before business, before podcasts, before a lot of things, family first. And that's just kind of how my week has been. So to build on that, of course, managing any kind of stress or struggles and things like that when you have anxiety or things that can trigger your possible depression or kind of like those intrusive thoughts that can reel back in of just negativity or you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, why aren't you working harder, why aren't you doing this better, you could be better at this, I wonder what people are thinking of this. Sometimes those things can get to me and I have to go, oh, what are we doing, Sarah? Are we thinking too far in the past or in the future? Where is this coming from? So I have to rein that back in, and sometimes my mood gets a little irritable if I feel that I could be doing more, but I know physically, mentally I can't. So I don't know why I always beat myself up sometimes. And this week, I think, like we talked about last week, I think my hormones are playing a really big role on me this week, and I have to remind myself that this is temporary. So that is something I wanted to talk about because when you're parenting when you have mental health struggles, it's just a journey. It really is. It's filled with so many unique challenges, but I try to tell myself that those challenges are also opportunities to grow and become more resilient with our mental health and to have it under control and know that every challenge that comes our way is only making me stronger And I think sometimes we think the opposite. I think, oh, I'm so weak. It's making me weaker. I'm having a setback. When you're not. When you're not at all. And I think first and foremost, it's so crucial to prioritize our self-care. And I didn't do that this week. But as parents, we often put those needs, I feel like, on the back burner because we feel like me this week, I would get as much done with the personal things I had to get done this week. I had to run all over the place. I mean, 6-7 places a day. I'm running back and forth with paperwork and banks and lawyers and blah, 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 blah. And it was exciting. I loved it because what we're doing is an extremely exciting adventure. But I wasn't taking care of my needs because as soon as I was done doing that, I was picking my son up. We were doing homework. I was getting my packages packaged up for work and doing my business stuff and his school stuff. And then my husband gets home and dinner stuff and showers. And by the time it was bedtime, I would barely make it. I've been barely making it to the bed. I'm just like dead. And am I proud of myself for getting things done? Yes. These small feats, I'm proud of myself. But I didn't prioritize my self-care this week as much as I should have. But living with any kind of mental health, whether it's anxiety, depression, OCD, all things like that, self-care has to be the most essential part of our days. Whether it's 5 minutes or 5 seconds, we have to take a moment to look in the mirror, to journal, to take that nice long shower, to really understand that we come first. And that can look different to everybody. Like me yesterday, I had a hair appointment. And as much as I wanted to enjoy it, which I did when he was, you know, doing my hair, styling my hair, coloring my hair, it was nice having conversation with him and being out and just talking and, you know, gossiping a little bit. But, you know, when I was under the dryer, here I am doing work and doing emails and typing up episodes and, you know, making sure my orders are correct, my inventory is correct, placing orders for more inventory, thinking about spring, thinking about winter sales, you know, and it was on and on and on. And I should have stopped myself and went, whoa. Now, this isn't the self-care you promised yourself at this hour appointment. Like, you promised no anything, just you. And I broke that promise to myself. And I was kind of mad. But at the same time, I am going to try to do it again today. After this episode, I really want to prioritize the rest of my day as a self-care day. Hopefully, when this episode is released, hopefully it's around like 1 p.m. that I can finally relax and maybe take the hour and a half before I go get my son and just, you know, take those moments and maybe do my nails or maybe do a face mask and something small for just me when all week I feel like I've been taking care of others, you know? And I think that when I say it looks different for everybody, that's my version of self-care right now. And that can also mean for others that can be therapy, the mindfulness, journaling, simply just taking a moment to breathe in the chaos of life and being a parent and knowing that at any moment you have to pick up that parenting hat and put it back on. Now, I, of course, am on the other side of parenting to where my son is in school. So that's really nice as I can do my business. I can do my work stuff. I can do my, you know, keeping my household together, my running and all my bullshit. I can do that while he's in school and try to get as much done to where when he gets out, I can put that parenting hat back on refreshed sometimes. Sometimes. I shouldn't say all the time because there are a lot of times I pick him up more stressed than when I dropped him off. But there are so many of you that are still, you know, full-time parents, full-time mommies or dads. And whether you're stay-at-home or full-time work, there are times where putting that parenting hat on is 24/7 or your workload is 24/7. And then also having two hats on, three hats on, four hats on. And I know what that's like too. Because I feel like even though I do work from home, I'm working. I'm working the whole time. I'm not working, you know, 30, 40 hours. I'm working all day and not diminishing, of course, the 40-hour work week. But I never shut down because my office is home. So I'm constantly looking at my things around me going, oh, okay, I need to do this, 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 and this. And I kind of don't check out sometimes. And reeling myself in from doing that has been my biggest challenge of going, okay, I have to shut it down. And we're going to put the parenting hat on, the wife hat on, the maid, the nurse, the cleaner, the everything, and really focus on caring for my family. So that has been a struggle for me this week, which I knew I was struggling with it, but I didn't prioritize how to fix it. So I think that's a big one with us is sometimes as parents, we notice that we're chaotic. Sorry if my belly's growling in your ears. Oh my gosh, so embarrassing. Anyways, I think sometimes with the chaos of everything, we realize that we haven't been taking as good of ourselves, good care of ourselves as we should. But I'm glad that I realized that that way I can make it a priority this week. So I found that establishing, though, like some kind of support, of course, is huge, because my husband's a huge supporter of mine. And, you know, whether it is friends or family or husbands, wives, online communities, having people around you that understand and validate you in your experiences can really make all the difference. So don't be afraid to lean into that support when you need. Even I told my husband, I think it was like Tuesday when we were going through some stuff. It was like my last straw. My printer broke. And I really needed to print out these papers that I had to sign and take in. And I'm like, I have to get these there by 11 o'clock. And he's like, I can't help you. Like, I'm at work. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't understand. And it's, you know, basic printer style. I wanted to office space it like a fax and throw it out the window and beat it with a baseball bat. But it kept saying out of paper. And it wasn't out of paper. I'm like, are you fucking with me right now? Like, is this a joke? I'm like talking to the universe. I'm like, I don't have time for this. So here I am from like 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. messing with a printer as if I have time for this. And in between, I'm doing phone calls and emails and orders, and I'm trying to figure this out. I ended up having to, you know, call the woman. I was like, can you print these out? I'll come in. I'll sign them in the office. But I, you know, it was going to take me a minute. I had to read over and make sure it was all correct, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so I'm telling my husband in the middle of this printer thing, I was like, I feel like I might be having a mental breakdown. Like, I might, because of my anger that was coming out of me. I was like, I'm going to throw this thing out the window. I was like, I don't think I should drive right now, because if one person cuts me off, I may track them down. Like, it was that overwhelmingness, that kind of everything fell apart on me in that moment. My printer was doing that. And I knew in that moment it had nothing to do with the printer. My printer's messed up before. I print hundreds of things almost every day for my business, and it has definitely messed up before, and I've never been angry. I've always fixed it. I've always, you know, held my composure, but it was that day that I lost it. And in my mind, I was thinking, I'm so thankful nobody was home to see that, because I yelled, I kicked the damn thing, I flopped it on the ground. I was furious, and it had nothing to do with the printer. It was all me. I hadn't prioritized myself enough this week, and I lost it on a printer. Like, what? And so, of course, after I ended up getting it all done, which, again, had nothing to do with the printer, it was my overwhelming day, I came home and I was like, that was unacceptable. So what do I have to do now? And I did some journaling and some mindfulness and confiding in my husband of saying, I feel like I just went over the edge. I feel like this all just made me nervous. I had an anxiety, and a lot of people who have anxiety, that comes out as like frustration. Now, I'm not saying like I went manic and like, rah, I just like, I was upset, visibly upset. I had somebody walked in, they were like, oh, I should come back later. Like, I'm not an angry person. So that was different for me. That was a whole different version of Sarah that I don't like. And so, yeah, I was glad that I had my husband to confide in, because I think communication being key with the people in your life, and you telling them and being able to communicate with them so they can say, oh, you know, like, even my husband was like, well, it's been a really overwhelming week. He's like, and I'm not sure how you're juggling it all. Like, I'm at work and I wish I could be more helpful, but all I can do is, you know, give my opinion and tell you what needs to be done, because I can't do it. And I think that him validating that, like, yeah, I am doing this by myself and it's really hard and I wish you could help me, and I know he can't, but it's really hard when your husband is hours away and doesn't come home real quick to help you, or isn't able to, you know, be a part of business, quote unquote business hours, to where he can help me after work or whatever. You know, he's driving all day. Like, he can't sit and talk to me forever like I wish he could and come to my rescue at all times. Like, it's just not possible. There are some nights where he doesn't get home until it's nighttime, and that's just how it is. So when he was validating that, like, I wish I could help you, I wish places were open when I got home, because I would take care of it, I would do this and this and this, it was nice to hear. It didn't make my workload any easier, but it made him hearing me and understanding that, like, I had a lot going on and I wasn't just being dramatic. Like, I did have a lot going on and I got it all taken care of and it's all done, but it was an overwhelming experience for me because I felt feelings that I don't like feeling. Not saying, like, push your feelings down and don't feel them, but you're supposed to catch those feelings before they explode. and I didn't. And I cried and I was so upset and I was emotional and my hormones were out of whack and I just felt like defeated. But then I told myself, tomorrow's a new day and we're not going to let this affect, you know, parenting. And when my son got in the car that day, smile on, missed you so much. I literally had my hand in the backseat, like holding his hand. I was like, I needed him that day. I think sometimes our kids save us more than we admit. And he really saved me that day. Just hearing about his day and hearing him talking and my day faded away and it wasn't as bad as what I made it out to be, you know? So that's when I say, you know, sometimes bad day, not a bad life. And it can feel overwhelming in the moment, especially if you respond in a way you don't want to respond. It can feel like you're having a setback, but really I learned so much from feeling that anger and going, oh, now I need to communicate with myself. Because when it comes to mental illness, being open with yourself is the hardest part of going, you're not having a setback. Making sure that you know that these emotions are human emotions. Everybody gets mad or frustrated or sad or wants to cry or quit or give up, feels overwhelmed, just needs to not do anything for the day. I think that's really important that we are honest with ourselves and where we need to be when it comes to handling all these things, especially as parents, because you don't want that to overflow onto your children. Be open with your children, of course, with what you're going through in age-appropriate ways. You know, I will tell my son, I had a hard day and I really missed you. And he'll go, oh, why did you have a hard day? I'm like, oh, just work was crazy. And I kind of felt like I just wanted to hang out with my best friend. And he's like, oh yeah, and he'll tell me sometimes, like, you know, I looked at the clock and it was 2:05 and I missed you a lot. And I'm like, you did, you know, like those things, it helps to reduce that stigma of, you know, fostering a sense of understanding and empathy within your family. I think when a family has empathy for one another, it creates such an amazing bond between you guys. Now, of course, you don't need to necessarily, of course, just pay attention to age appropriate when you're speaking with your child about, you know, mental health and working on things that are almost like you're modeling healthy coping mechanisms for your children. You don't need to just spaz out and be like, oh, whatever, walk away, blah, blah, blah. I do have my freakouts. My son has heard me cuss. My son has heard me yell. Yes, but it's also important to model that healthy coping mechanisms for your children, whether it's, you know, going for a walk, journaling, practicing relaxation techniques. When my son had a hard day the other day, he was really frustrated when he got in the car. Some kids frustrated him. So managing that stress and helping him regulate emotions, such a powerful example. So when he got in and he was telling me about his day, and it was also the day after I had a hard day, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a really tough week for us, don't you think? And he's like, yeah, it really is. I'm like, what could we do to help maybe in this moment while we're driving, get rid of some of those frustrations? And he thought about it. He's like, maybe some deep breathing. And I heard myself, you know, come out of his mouth. I was like, yeah, like that's what we do. So we both like cracked our windows because it was a little chilly, but we both cracked our windows and we're like, we're going to breathe out a lot of this negativity and we're just going to let it go outside because we don't need to hold it in our bodies anymore. So we did. We did 10 really deep breaths, and on our exhale, I would count one, inhale, and then we're going to count to two. And we did some deep breathing. And sometimes he'll tell me at the end, I don't know if that worked. And I'm like, okay, well, let's give it a little bit, because sometimes our brains are delayed with fixing ourselves. And so we'd get home and he'd relax and lay on the couch. And once he got like a bite to eat, he'd go, I do feel better. It's showing him that emotions aren't a forever thing. And sometimes that delayed gratification of what we do in the meantime can really have a huge effect on the rest of our day. So I love that with people who struggle with mental health and being, again, age appropriate and having openness with your children, because kids do go through hard times. And some adults think that they don't. They think like they should regulate their emotions. They should listen to adults. They should always be on their best behavior in school. When you yourself have hard days, you cannot. Nobody will ever be perfect like that. And just because you're the boss of them doesn't mean that they're going to follow step by step on what you say. That's not realistic in life. And those are the children that do struggle the most, are the ones that whose parents have such an unrealistic goal for them to always be in check and always be perfect and have their, you know, T's crossed and their I's dotted. And that's just not how life works. They're going to have bad days and you have to help them regulate those bad days. And my son will now always say to me, do better tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, for sure. We're going to do better tomorrow. And that's just our motto, do better tomorrow. And I know he will. It's such a calming feeling because when he tells me I'm going to do better, I know he does. I know he will. And I know it's in his mind to do so. So I think that's really important. And always remembering, of course, like I said earlier, and like I say, always to celebrate those small victories. When they do have a better day, congratulations. When you do practice that self-care that you needed or you didn't, you know, have a freak out like you wanted to, or you didn't let that setback hold you back, celebrate that. Celebrate the fact that parenting with any kind of mental illness is undoubtedly challenging. So every triumph, no matter how it seems maybe insignificant, it deserves that recognition. You deserve recognition. So there were so many times where my anxiety felt so overwhelming. I really struggled being present with my son. But of course, like, as you know, through therapy and so many self-care practices, I did learn, I have, and I'm still practicing managing my symptoms and making that more effective. I began incorporating, as you know, mindfulness and exercise into my daily routine, taking those deep breaths when I need them or before bed. Not only does this help my calm my nerves, but it's created more peaceful moments and connections with my kid. Like, I need to regulate myself to be present with him. Because if I'm constantly thinking of the past and the future, I'm not in the moment with my son who's growing so fast. And I think as parents, we're constantly in the future. I think parents are always in the future. With ourselves, sometimes we're in the past, but parenting, future, future, future. How is this going to affect their future, 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 future? I feel like that plays on repeat so much with us that we really have to check that. We really have to start identifying that being a parent doesn't mean seeing into the future all the time. You can't do that. It is moment by moment. And how many parents out there, you know, will focus on something their kid's doing in that moment and go, oh my gosh, like that's not good, or that's not a good habit, or oh my gosh, I hope that doesn't affect them and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden the next week, they're not doing it anymore. It was just a phase. It was random. It was weird, whatever. Kids are weird. And you worried for nothing. Don't jump out of the plane twice. As we always say, if you're going skydiving, be scared when you're up there. Don't be scared the night before. You're creating a fear that doesn't exist yet. Be present with your kids. It goes so fast. It goes so fast. And when you are struggling with mental health yourself and anxieties yourself, you so badly want to almost like put your kid in a bubble and protect them so much. Or if you're not managing it and you're letting it control you, sometimes your kids can feel that energy. Energy is, it's electric and it really is real. Really pay attention to that. So identifying parenting, you know, with mental illness, it can be challenging and symptoms can vary, of course, but most likely there are going to be some red flags that you're parenting with the mental illness, whether it's changes in behavior, struggles with your daily tasks, you know, managing those emotions. Like I said, physical symptoms, it can be, you know, headaches, stomach aches, insomnia. There are so many physical symptoms with stress and anxiety related parenting that sometimes it can just feel like you're having bad days, but really you could just be dealing with mental health issues. So it does, it plays such a huge impact on parenting. And parents that notice their mental health struggles and are able to, you know, create this ability to parent effectively, it creates such a bond with their children in understanding that people have bad days, and just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're a superhero and you don't always have to wear this mask. You can be honest and have a support system with you, okay? So it's important to remember that experiencing struggles as a person is one thing. As a parent, it's terrifying. It can be terrifying because you want to protect them from it and you want them to see that, you know, nothing shakes you, but it's human. It's human nature. I think so many of us adults, I feel like there was always a moment where you saw your parent for who they were. You realized that they weren't unstoppable, that they weren't heroes, that they did have emotions, that they had struggles. And a lot of us are the age our parents were when, you know, we were a certain age growing up, and we can remember them and we can pair them to that age. And we go, oh my gosh, I thought they were like, I thought they literally were Batman, Superwoman. Like, I thought that my parents were indestructible and had it all together. And here we are like, righty tighty, lefty loosey. Like, it's okay to realize that your parents are human. And I think that it not being such a shock for your children is going to be hugely helpful with just this generation, is showing them that mental health exists, taking care of ourselves needs to exist, celebrating ourselves is a priority and a must, and giving ourselves grace while going through life is an absolute necessity. You have to give yourself grace in this stuff. It's just so important. You know, parenting with mental illness is a journey. It's filled with ups and downs, but it is the opportunity for growth and resilience and creating a connection with your kids, prioritizing self-care, building a huge support network, or communicating openly with people around you is the building blocks of being successful as a parent with mental health. So you have to model those healthy coping mechanisms, celebrate those victories, navigate this path with a strength that you didn't know you had, okay? I think that creating a safe environment for your kids to come to you is the ultimate goal. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. So this week when I was having, you know, my hard days and I was openly communicating with my family about it, that means that they didn't overwhelm me more. I think that's a really big deal to acknowledge, is that when we can openly communicate with our family and they are caring and empathetic towards you, they can take the load off you. Now, when you hold it all in and they treat it like a regular day and they're asking you questions and what's for dinner or what's, you know, what are we doing and blah, 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 help me with homework and you want to pull your hair out. But of course you do. Nobody knows that you're struggling. I think it's so important that you let people know it's not a weakness. This is a strength. And so even last night, it was like 7 o'clock. I went in the bedroom and watched TV. Now, usually we hang out in the living room like as a family until like 9 o'clock at night. But no, I went in the bedroom. I was like, you guys, I'm just going to go watch my show, do whatever. And they were in and out of the bedroom, hanging out on the bed with me. And they were doing like science kits and magic kits or whatever. They love doing that stuff. So they were doing those things together and they would come in and show me their magic tricks. And my son, he thinks nothing of it. He climbs in. He's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing good. I'm so glad that like I'm taking a little break. And he's like, yeah. And he'd run out and I loved it. And after about an hour or so, he got up and I came back in the living room and we hung out till bedtime. But it was something I needed to do. And they didn't look at me weird because they knew I was having a hard day. They knew that my day was kind of off and I just needed like a reset. So I needed to watch my girly show and kind of just unwind. But had I not told them that, they would have been like, are you sick? Like, what's going on? Are you all right? And I had to really reel in my emotions and be honest. And even if I didn't know what that honesty meant, even just saying like, I had a really hard day. Just saying that can hugely affect the people around you. And my son understood it. And when they get to those ages of that, now, obviously younger children just saying like, oh, mommy had a rough day, now my son being older, I'm like, oh, you know, I went to this place and this place didn't work out. My printer broke. Like, I can kind of tell him little things that happened in my day. And then when he has hard days at school, he can tell me those hard things because, and he'll relate to them. He'll go, yeah, like, remember the other day when you told me, example, your printer broke? Well, at school, my pencil broke and I felt angry. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, I totally get that. It's such a huge bonding moment. So many of us grew up with maybe parents who didn't understand that they were having mental health struggles. So we seen it as anger, or we seen it as fear or emotion. We didn't know what it was because maybe they didn't know what it was. And I have so many people that go, looking back, I could tell my parents struggled with, you know, depression or anxiety or OCD or whatever. And they didn't maybe know. And I, as a kid, I was fearful of my parent. I had this on edge. I was always, you know, fearful of what response, reaction, emotion I was going to get that day. And I kind of cowered down. I would cower down and be nervous to even ask about their day. And that creates an anxiety in children too, or adults. It can create so much. So when I say we're changing the next generation, being open in communication can really do that. Just being open. Now, what they choose to do with that communication is up to them. You are not in control of their future. Don't do the future thing. Just be honest, okay? So as we end today's episode, I just want to thank you all for being so honest with me with your parenting struggles. It is really hard to say out loud, like, I struggle some days as a parent, but it's honest. I don't know anybody who doesn't struggle some days. And struggling with mental illness is one of the biggest hurdles that you can face sometimes, because you'll always feel maybe not adequate or as enough as what you want to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to feel a guilt for being a parent. There is no guilt in parenting. There's just learning situations and being proud of yourself and every step along the way. I am such a proud mom, such a proud communicator, proud wife. I'm so proud of my journey because it took me a long time to get here. Now, my son is he'll be 11 this year, and every day I look at him and I go, man, we're just getting better and better. We're learning together. He is my first and only. So learning with him and him seeing me make mistakes, it's such a blessing to me because he can look back one day and go, oh yeah, my mom did make mistakes, but she did her best to, you know, correct them or communicate about them. Again, what they do as adults is on them. What traumas they heal, what things they carry with them, you don't have to feel that guilt for. You can say your peace, your amends, your sorries, your forgives me's, your communications. If you're an older parent and has regrets with their older children, you can say those things. What they choose to do with that is their journey, and you have to be respectful of that. So, all right, continue writing into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. I'm loving the space we're in right now of growing together, and I think all of us are so close to the same journey with one another. It's crazy. This year is just a year of so many improvements and self-care and cutoffs and just understanding who we are. I'm amazed. I'm just amazed by it. So, all right, go leave a rating and review and take care of yourselves this week. Take care of your families. Live in the present moment. Open communication. Really be aware of who you are so you can let your loved ones know where you are. If you need a break, take it. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. But if they do, it's not a setback. It's not a setback. You are about to be flung forward into strength and understanding how to handle those emotions for next time. All right, continue loving yourself completely. Bye.